So much of the recent news coming out of Pakistan has all been bad news. More than 20 million people affected by floods in Pakistan. And of course, reaching those most in need has been a huge challenge for both the government and for aid groups. But there are some glimmers of good news among all the bad. One might be a dedicated radio service that's been set up by the BBC to get information to flood victims in isolated areas. The service has already received thousands of calls just like this one.
This is Sakina speaking from Risalpur. We are sitting in the Risalpur Health Center. We are not getting any help as internally displaced persons. I have been to the center 4 or 5 times, but we are not getting any response from the people here.
And yes, I did say that was good news. Good news because the word is getting out. Shafi Nakijami is the host of the BBC Lifeline program, which we've been listening to, and he joins us now from Islamabad in Pakistan. Hi, Shafi.
Hi, Alinsha. Hi. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about this program and how is it helping the flood victims in Pakistan now?
Well, you said it already in a nutshell. It is difficult to reach people who are most in need. There are no roads in the affected area. People are in deep trouble. And even if you have aid, you do not have the logistics actually to get to those people. What is left is information for them. Okay, buddy, you are not alone. The whole world is behind you or with you, as Ban Ki-moon, General Secretary of the United
right.
Nations, who is here, said yesterday. So we are giving them the information. Look,
these are the
centers.
Give me an idea of how many broadcasts you're doing each day and how the word is getting out there.
We are broadcasting in 2 languages, Urdu and Pashto, 3 times a day, and each program is 10 minutes, and the combination of information, vox pops, their voice, government authorities, and they are telling exactly how the aid is getting there, how we are planning to get to those people. People are putting their questions to us, and we are putting those questions to the authorities and asking on their behalf. So this information has become a real lifeline for both the parties.
And how many responses have you received so far?
Well, we embarrass ourselves. At the very first day, there were more than 800 calls in 3 or 4 hours.
That's extraordinary, isn't it?
It is. And now we are up to date. We can take more than 2,000 calls a day. And again, we are barely coping, literally, with the information people are asking for, the calls we are getting. So suffice to say, let's say, more than 1,700 to 2,000 calls a day.
Extraordinary. Let's listen to some of what you've been hearing. This is from Sajjad Khan from a village in South Punjab.
For 6 days, I've been using my motorboat to save lives. There was a place where experienced sailors were reluctant to go because of high flood waters. I went there myself and saved 10 lives.
It's just astounding what you're listening to. How can you then go and help once this happens?
Well, what the guy was telling you, that there are people who are going out of their way, whatever they have, they're trying to help other people as well. And that was a part of the hero story as well. And this is
just getting the story
well.
Out. Extraordinary.
Yes.
Shafi Nakijami, BBC Urdu reporter, host of BBC's Radio Lifeline service, helping Pakistani flood victims. Thanks and good luck to you. Best wishes.